Political machines became prominent in the latter part of the 19th century, coinciding with urban industrialization and population growth. While the earliest machines were no more than gangs, with party bosses supporting boxers and baseball teams in order to ensure they had muscle to call upon when needed. Over time, this sort of free-for-all declined, with one faction in most cities gaining control of the party. By the end of the 19th century, a dominant machine had come to direct the city's political life. The hierarchical organization allowed power to be centralized, but also created a mechanism to connect the top and the grassroots through district leaders like George Washington Plunkett. They used material incentives like jobs or favors, as well as symbolic appeals to ethnic solidarity.